A quick glance through the nation's newspapers yields a number of stories with a common thread. The Bush administration says it has revealed as much information as the public needs to know. Others argue that our nation's leaders are being too stingy with the facts. News analyst Daniel Shore says this administration is unusually good at playing its cards close to its chest.
With its passion for secrecy, the Bush administration is stonewalling the American public on a wide variety of fronts. For one, a scientific report of the Environmental Protection Agency was censored to play down the risks of global warming. That the 1990s are likely to have been the warmest decade in 1,000 years in the Northern Hemisphere was deemed a fact too hot to handle. Some other points. A group of Senate Democrats are fighting provisions of the Homeland Security Act that provides sweeping business exemptions from the Freedom of Information Act. Vice President Dick Cheney has suffered a setback from the Federal Appeals Court in his efforts to keep secret the dealings of his energy task force with industry advisors, including Enron's Ken Lay. The Federal Commission investigating the 9/11 attacks and the government's failure to prevent them is protesting that non-cooperation from the administration is hampering its work. And then there is the tortured case of the fictitious Iraqi-African uranium deal that found its way into the State of the Union address of a president building up to preventive war. Even in finally climbing down, the Bush administration couldn't quite level with the public. On Monday, the White House said for the first time that the indications of an African uranium deal weren't credible enough and shouldn't have been included in a presidential address. And that was only after retired diplomat Joseph Wilson had gone public with the revelation that he had been sent to Niger in February 2002 on a mission for the vice president's office and had concluded that the uranium deal was a hoax. And that was 11 months before the January 28th State of the Union. Scott McClellan, who was succeeding Ari Fleischer as White House spokesman, was asked by the Washington Post about an overly secretive White House. He said, "Obviously, this is a president who likes to make big announcements on his time frame. That discipline has worked well for us. Too well for many of us." This is Daniel Shore.